This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have today's report coming right up after this. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply today a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers, well, for almost 65 years. Oh, and for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, producers, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll give that to you again in a moment. Producers, micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to the website. It's micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Now, here's Steve.
We have a double reason to celebrate today. It is National Agriculture Day. I'll talk about that in a moment. But it is also National Pie Day. 314 Pie Day. I know how I'm going to celebrate. Max is in D.C. for National Ag Day, part of National Agriculture Week. And it turns out all of these people converging on D.C. to celebrate couldn't have arrived at a better time, because just as they got there, the president's budget proposal landed, and for many in agriculture, it landed with a thud. Nearly 200 farm and ranch-related organizations sent letters to Congress urging budget writers to reject the president's calls for more cuts to farm bill programs. They point out that the new farm bill already contains significant contributions to deficit reduction and can't take any more at a time when farmers, ranchers, and rural America are already struggling. Mother Nature added to the struggle with a big storm that's moving through the Midwest. It'll be out of here in a couple of days. Greg Solier, our meteorologist friend at This Week in Agribusiness, says it'll clear out for a week to 10 days and then more to come, as they say. Another wet spring seems to be ahead. The state of Michigan is warning residents that this is coyote season. They will be turning up in farmland and backyards and neighborhoods and cities, and the more food they find, the longer they'll stay. A DNR official says you can make your area less attractive by getting rid of trash bins and bird feeders and pet food. It's also a good idea to clear brush and wood piles. And just in case you were tempted, he says people should never try to tame coyotes. That reminds me of the time in 2007 when a coyote wandered into a Quiznos sandwich shop in downtown Chicago and spent about 40 minutes just lying in a cooler before animal control hauled him away. At a Subway shop in Traverse City, Michigan, a customer walked behind the counter, made his own sandwich, rang up orders for other customers, and then swiped $20 from the till before taking off. Police are hoping surveillance video will help them find that man. Oh, one more thing. In Missouri, if you bought a Mega Millions ticket for this past Tuesday, check your ticket. There's a $50 million winner. And that's your Midwest Digest. If you need help investing that... For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.